I do want to say this, though. Kane, this week, every time he's with Catherine,
love
it's
that.
Like he lights up. It's like, dude, she is awesome.
This is going to be quite an emotional downfall for Jill and Catherine when they find out
the
guy that they love and he loves them is not related to them.
Hey folks, it's Luke. We're trying a new format, as you can tell for the last two episodes. This is the CBS and Days podcast. Today, we're discussing a whole bunch of stuff. What are we discussing, Lisa?
Days and CBS soaps. I wasn't here for your and Mike's like rundown of your, you know, OCD, you know, list that you have to have before every podcast. So remember, I'm the one that just makes stuff up. You're the one that has to have it all written down in a list and probably on an Excel sheet.
On today's reference.
I have distressing news for all these people who have been suffering through Guiding Light, hoping it will ever get better.
It's not.
Marianne has said that Inside the Light is going to be on every episode starting October 22nd. Is this for real or a rumor?
We talked about this a little bit on the main podcast.
Yeah, I know, but I have to.
I do not know, and I have not heard anything at all. But, of course, I haven't been around much. So you guys discuss how disgusting that would be, and I will go look for confirmation. Go.
Well, all I'm going to say is Yorpalay hit the nail on the head when she said the light just went out. I don't think there's anything I could say that would add how I feel about that. I have never, ever been a fan of the Inside the Light episode.
It's a cost-saving thing, pure and simple.
It's not a soap opera.
It's cost-saving.
It's not even in the serial format. I mean, that's not even logical. It would be like watching an hour-long episode of Guiding Light every day that begins and ends, and you might as well have it put on once a week like a primetime show. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's purely
cost-saving. For a week. I hear it's just for a week. It's not forever. I hear it's just for 1 week. Okay, because I did find it. I don't know if it's true, but I found the news source who's reporting it. It has not been confirmed, but it looks to me it's just 1 week.
Which basically means it's
women,
a testing of it.
It's like women's week. Yeah, it's a test. That's exactly right. Reva, Harley, Cassie, Dinah, Natalia, just like you said, Luke, and oy. And I have been a fan of those Inside the Light episodes because some of them have been fantastic.
I've enjoyed some of them. I can't say they're bad,
too,
but 5 days a week?
5 days a week? No, I'm out.
It's going to be a long week.
I'm out. I'll watch Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. The other ones.
I'll watch Reva, Harley, and Dinah.
There you go. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. But Friday's Natalia. They're going to end the week with
Natalia.
Why couldn't
they?
Where's
Beth?
Unless she falls off a cliff, I don't care.
Where's Beth?
Where's Lillian?
That is a really good question. Where has she been?
Where
is she hiding out in her hotel room? Pregnant?
Oh, she's married to a Bauer now. That means she's on the back burner.
I'll bet you she went off to Switzerland to have the baby. So that when she comes back, it won't even exist. She'll never have been pregnant.
I'm telling you, Guiding Light, if you're married to a Bauer, you go on the back burner. Or you go to Africa, one or the other.
Well, not only that, but you marry a Bauer, at least in this case, and you become extremely dull. I mean, it's like the entire life of Beth has been sucked from her.
Just because she's trying to turn her life around. See, they don't have to be boring. Rick's a very interesting and very entertaining character.
I wish I agreed.
Well, because you don't watch the soap as long as we have. Mike, do you agree with me?
Rick can be very complex sometimes.
And very funny.
He comes off as funny, but I still think there's a lot more going on. He was always like Philip
Wingman.
Always took away from Rick, and I think that there's a lot of that underlying anger. So I always thought Rick could, you know, turn very easily from funny guy to a bad guy.
Well, you know, and he always pushed the envelope at first. I mean, he slept with Beth and da-da-da-da-da, and he's the only remaining Bauer, so flesh him out. Let's get some more Rick. We miss him. We miss the Bauers. So, but yes, Reva is on Monday. Because they start off with Reva, but they end with Natalia. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Unless they're going to kill her.
I'm hoping that maybe the order will get.
Are they going from youngest or oldest to youngest?
I refuse to believe Dinah is older than Harley and Cassie.
Oh, I thought Dinah was Thursday.
She is.
Well, wouldn't Natalia be on Friday then?
I refuse to believe that Cassie is younger than Harley.
Oh.
I refuse to believe it. Because Cassie looks like a hag. Cassie the hag. Sorry, I nothing against the actress. She's a beautiful lady. But Cassie is a hag. She's a cow. Can't stand her.
Well, speaking of Reva, what did you think of this whole thing?
I did not speak of Reva! You guys... I said cow, and you said speaking of Reva!
I thought you weren't segueing anymore. Get off the segue.
Hey, you can't completely strip me of everything
Luke,
I'm familiar to.
I can't believe you said that.
I was speaking of Reva, who we had discussed in terms of Monday's show.
God.
What did you
I did not call Reva a cow, people. I love Reva. Go ahead.
I did not call her a cow either.
You might as well have.
What did you think of this whole Reva and Alan thing?
Lines. I love Reva and Alan together. Love them. If she can't be with real Josh, not the artist formerly known as Josh, if she could be with real Josh, that's great. But next to Josh, I've always wanted her with Alan. Always. I didn't care if it was friend. I didn't care if it was romance. I didn't care if it was frenemies or enemies. Just as long as they were together in a scene or in each other's storyline. I love Reva with Alan.
I thought real Josh came out a little bit today when he popped Billy in the jaw.
Yeah, some pastor, huh?
Yeah.
And what do you think of Billy and Lizzie? I mean, is it? Do you think he'll actually get help for his problem now that Cassie's told him he needs to?
Oh, yeah, because it's Cassie.
Well,
no, I don't think so. I mean, Billy has tried for years to stay sober, and he's never been able to do it. I just hate that I feel like they're sacrificing Billy by having him be responsible for this building collapse. I think
I think
there's other ways for him. I was hoping for a little bit more not so plot oriented way for him to have been outed for being back to drinking again.
Mike,
not something so like meeting the guy, the construction worker, and somebody saying, gee, you're not working for him. He's terrible. He doesn't have good building products, and then by the end of the show having the building collapse, meaning that was so obvious it was terrible.
Well, Mike, rumors are that Bill Lewis is coming back. So is this a way to tie in Bill Lewis back
Maybe
to the campus?
So. Yeah. And I mean, I love that. Him and Vanessa were on together last week, and it was so nice to see them together.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Yes. But, Billy and Vanessa, yes. That's one of my couples. So.
And actually, Josh and Reva today were the only bit of magic I saw. So, and they weren't on for very long, but boy, when they're together, they are so
good.
It
shines. It shines.
It does.
No.
It does.
And then he's stuck with the, you know, the vortex of suck that is Cassie. And I didn't mean that in a bad way. Yeah, it's just, I think that's why they don't put them in scenes together very often, because you see the...
Right.
You see the vast difference between Josh and Reva, Josh and Cassie.
It's
You're right, because they're trying
it's like
to keep them as a couple, so they have to keep them together and not put Reva and Josh together, because you're right, you need that comparison. You don't want that comparison.
But you see so many Reva and Jeffrey fans, because Reva works with almost everybody, but
I don't understand
Josh,
Reva
it?
And Jeffrey at
all. Oh, it's disgusting to me. I hate it.
I don't understand it. If we have a Reva and Jeffrey fan, please email us what the appeal is to us at DC@TVFanOnline.
In a nice
online.
Way?
Yes, in a nice way. We just want to know, because we do not understand it. So please try and enlighten us. We may not be enlightened afterwards, but at least try.
We'll try.
I know. I think I'm going to catch some hell for my comment about Philip, but I liked Philip. I wasn't trying to trash him, so.
Huh?
About Philip, you know, always trying to... Shaft Rick, but
that's the impression I've gotten, and I don't know anything about their dynamic just from conversation.
It was a friendly rivalry that sometimes got banked, but was always simmering underneath the surface. So you're not going to get flagged for it, Mike, when it's absolutely true. Next subject, Seg, go.
People getting the shaft.
Oh, good grief! Is this like is that a euphemism?
Icky got the shaft.
I was going to say.
Bow chicka bow chicka bow.
You got this. She got a little afternoon delight, and she got caught doing it. How's that for getting a shaft.
I'm telling you, she's Darth Nikki. Darth Nikki getting laid. Love it.
Well, it's nice to see her finally happy. It's just that it's really
sad. Can you
imagine
Victor in bed, though? I mean, that just creeps me the heck out.
I don't think she's happy with David. I think David just says the right things that she needs to hear right now.
Well, no,
I don't think
she's not happy because her marriage is falling apart. Her life is, you know, spinning out of control.
She made it worse.
I think she's happy in the context of she feels that she's making her own decisions, and that basically for the majority of her adult life, every single decision she's made has been controlled by one man, and she likes, I mean, whether or not she succeeds or fails, that she's making her own decisions.
But Victor today kind of made it clear that he was under the impression that they'd been having an ongoing affair, which is not true. The only thing that he saw was the kiss, and that's the only thing they did. Now Nikki has compounded it by sleeping with David.
But
so
Nikki had already told him that they weren't sleeping together, and he didn't believe her. And so if he's not going to believe her, then if he doesn't have the confidence to take her at her word the first time that she tells him, then there's not really going to be much left in terms of their marriage to salvage in the first place, so she might as well.
I will say this. I will never be on Victor's side in any argument. I don't care what happens. It could be Satan himself against Victor, and I will take Satan's side. Now, I hate Victor. He's always right. He's a chauvinist. He's a pig. And he's Grambo. Can't stand that. Can't stand Grambo. So, and this week has just irritated me. When in the world has Victoria Newman ever been scared of Victor?
I don't think she was scared of Victor. I think she was scared for him. That was
Whatever.
The impression that I got.
This is just not my Victoria. It's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, but part of it is, you know, you don't really want to get overly involved. I mean, obviously, Nick and Victoria know that there's something going on with their parents. I mean, and they just seem to be very uncomfortable trying to get involved overly and try to fix things.
Well, I think that's bull.
Well, is it the kids' place to be trying to fix their parents' marriage? That would be my question.
That's not what I mean. Well, I think it's bull. If in the past, any time they've ever taken Nikki's side over Victor, what has Victor done?
Destroyed him.
Exactly. What are they supposed to do? Of course they're going to stay out of it and wring their hands and go, I don't want to get involved.
I think
of course not.
The only time Victor has ever paid for anything was the time that Nick exposed him.
And what happened then? Ooh.
He still got away, basically. But, I mean, it was the only time that there was any type of semi-winning on terms of anyone else in the family. It would be nice if Victor was brought to his knees from time to time.
Yeah.
I have dirty
and I don't like – I wish – this whole thing with Jack had taken a different route. I mean, I knew that it was going to come out that he had owned Jabot, but it still makes him look like a bad guy. And I really think that Sharon had a somewhat valid point when she said, just go out there and say, you did what you had to do because it's your family's company. And you would probably get more understanding than making a lie. So he goes out and makes this huge lie and drags in Nikki and Catherine. And
have to
now,
say, loving Catherine.
Really,
loving Catherine.
Really, yeah, me too. And Jill. A little bit of snarky Jill is back, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where she's been. But it still makes Jack look like the bad guy, even though Victor is the one that put it out there.
Exactly. Welcome, Mike. Welcome to my world. Welcome to the island of unpopular opinion. It's nice here.
Though, what if it wasn't Jack who did
agree.
It? Or was it, what if it wasn't Victor who released it?
I agree. No, it doesn't matter. It's his family's company that would not have been taken away if it weren't for a screeching harpy in a lime green jumpsuit from 1979. Yes, she looked like a reject from 1979 this week. If it wasn't for that harpy poisoning that face cream and blaming it all on Jack, he would have had his family's company and this wouldn't even happen. I'm sorry. I still don't get why Jack's a bad guy here. I really don't. I don't get it. If somebody can explain it to me in a rational manner, tell me. I really want to get it, but I don't. And it's not just my Jack love tainting it. It's actually my John love tainting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is John's company.
Speaking of him, what did
he
you think
wanted
this,
his kids to have it.
What did you think this last week when John came back and says, I hate to come back and always be putting your plums in a vice? It was like...
You know what I thought of it.
It was like...
You know what I thought. Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
I hate ghost characters. It drives me crazy. And I could see, like, if John was like Jack's conscience, and he was, you know, like Amber was. There was the two sides of Amber. I kind of enjoyed that.
Well, that's what,
know,
John,
oh my
has
gosh,
been to be some respect. Struggle.
Like, one Amber isn't enough? You enjoyed it too?
Well,
good
no,
grief.
I like the concept of what they were doing, whereas she was struggling with her conscience. And I kind of think, if is that what John is to Jack?
Well, that's what I've always gotten the impression was. But Jack never listens to John. That's the thing.
No.
Well, would you listen to him? Look who he married right before he died. I wouldn't be listening to a thing he said, dead man.
He's still your father.
I don't care. He's not my father. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. It just irritates me, the single-mindedness of the writing of the soap. Who is bad is bad, who is good is good. Like we were talking about earlier, Mike, Phyllis being portrayed as Jesus in jail just kills me. I do want to say this, though. Cain, this week, every time he's with Catherine,
love
it's
them.
Like he lights up. It's like, dude, she is awesome.
This is going to be quite an emotional downfall for Jill and Catherine when they find out this
right.
guy that they love, and he loves them, is not related to them.
Well, I mean, another downfall. I mean, after the dead Philip is not Philip. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think the other guy who has been messing around with Amber could end up being the real Philip.
Oh, does Mike know your theory?
I want somebody to have made a mistake with the DNA in the grave, and Philip is dead. That's the way it should be.
Well, that may be the way it should be, but I don't think that's the way it's going to happen. Though Kate may light up with Catherine, but I have to say I'm not too impressed with the whole Cain and Lily thing. What is that? Lame?
Ew. Yuck.
Lame. That's right. Lame is right. It sucks, but they say that I didn't see Cain and Heather together. They said that's better. A lot of my friends said that was better.
I missed that. What day was that?
I saw it. They were at the bar at the athletic club. I mean,
something about a divorce party.
It just seems to me like, okay, you look at Cain, you look at Corbell, you look at...
Yes, let's look at them.
Cricket Light. And it just seems like they are more in the age group of adults than the way that Lily and Colleen have been regressed. Because it's literally like Lily and Colleen are 16 years old again, while everybody else around them are adults. I mean, even by their standards, Daniel and Kevin are adults. But because of how badly that Colleen and Lily are being written.
Bingo! You nailed it.
And it's really sad when Amber is more of an adult than Lily and Colleen. I mean, and I love Amber, but I'm not denying the fact that she's a stupid idiot most of the time. I love her, but I mean, she's an idiot. And when she's she's smarter than Lily and Colleen, there is a big
put
problem.
Together. Put
yeah,
together.
Exactly.
The only thing that I have enjoyed watching Amber is her downfall. It's her being caught. And her trying to stay one step ahead of trouble. Now that she's like on the downslide, I've kind of enjoyed it a little bit more because I don't like her.
May I ask, Gloria came and told her that she'd pay the bills, no strings attached. Did she say,
why?
Was there
Gloria's
any other type of like unofficial string, like stay away from my son or anything like that?
No, it was no strings attached.
Because it just seems so out of character for Gloria to just give away.
To do something nice?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love Gloria, but still.
I could see her doing it for Kevin, but why she would help Daniel and Amber is
I think
beyond.
She sees the skank inside and you know, relates.
Well, that's entirely possible. I think that she may sort of look as Amber as a young version of herself and wants to try and help Amber from making mistakes
goodness,
that she didn't.
Oh, my goodness, so many jokes, so many VD jokes. Not even funny. Okay. Anyways, next.
Well, clowning around. That's what we've been doing on this podcast. What did you think of Days this last week?
Scary.
I do not like scary clowns.
I have to say, that
something.
Is the creepiest clown I have ever seen.
I want to read something. On Serial Drama, I've mentioned this before. Love my girls, Becca and Mallory. Mallory wrote this, and I quote, she said it so much better than I could ever say, okay? She's talking about the night shift clown. Remember that clown on night shift that couldn't stop laughing, Luke?
No.
Oh, it was like a couple of weeks ago. There was a clown on
there
night shift.
There were some episodes I've missed, so.
Oh, it was a clown on night shift that couldn't stop laughing. It was creepy, okay? And she was griping about how creepy that was. And she said it was not a challenge to issue to find something creepier than the night shift clown. But we found it. Andre DeMera dresses a clown on a mission to murder Sammy. That is not okay. That's like a plot specifically designed to give innocent members of the viewing audience a severe case of PTSD. And innocent members of the viewing audience, I mean me. It's so true. It's so true. She goes, I've never disliked Teo Pinguis, who plays Tony/Andre. I thought he was cheesy and wished he would lay off the tang and carrot diet, but that was it. Now, though, I am not able to enjoy any Anna flirting or riding horses into morning rooms because I am too worried that he is hiding in the bushes waiting to cannibalize my brain. It's so true! That clown was freaking creepy! Oh, my
goodness!
And
it didn't help they had him act like a mime.
Oh, and I have a thing. And Mike, do you have a thing? Clowns creep me the freak out.
I've never been a fan of them, and I actually responded to a forum post about this.
Oh, yeah?
Between Andre and the poltergeist. Remember that kid's clown that hid under the bed?
Oh, I hate it. And then it wrapped its arms around the kid. Oh,
yeah, see, I've never liked clowns because I've always thought they
well,
could be
freaking
kind of
creepy.
Like that.
So
they're
what
freaking
have,
yeah. creepy.
What have you thought about Andre's?
I tried to find Andre's face in that clown for the longest time. I thought it
Looks
was him.
Right.
I was looking, and I couldn't see. And even when he was talking to Sammy, whoever did his makeup hid
you
his face
right.
very, very well.
Luke, you're right. I couldn't see him. And you know, just to get me over the trauma of seeing the clown on my screen, for one thing, was to help find the actor in the makeup. I couldn't find him.
Yeah. No.
What he was just a freaking scary clown.
What did you think of the fact that he's now also been dressing up as a nurse? He's been dressing up as a
lady.
I mean, there's some parts of it that's funny. But
what kind of attic does he have where all these costumes are just laying around? I mean, come on.
Oh, if he was in the hospital and they found his stuff in a closet, he could very probably easily put together some sort of nurse's uniform. Or if he brought
no
it in the
nurses wear those type
I'm
of clothes
I'm thinking he
anymore.
Has some kind of
no, I
he's
think
having
he had
some kind of kinky
him.
Love life. I'm sorry.
Then he has,
he's got some kinky stuff in the bedroom.
I actually can like Andre.
Maybe he rated
he is bad and he's unapologetically bad. He is who he is, and I kind of get a kick out of watching him.
Maybe
well,
he
fine.
Raided Anna's closet and for
Maybe
things
so.
That her and Tony do together and,
well, see,
and using
I wanna
her
see
costumes.
Him, I want to see him dressed up as Crystal Carrington from Dynasty. That's my ultimate dream.
I think he was in the spa.
it's so true. Hey, you know what? Sean and Belle, they still suck. They still suck.
Yeah.
Now,
I know. When you're Sean for the freezer, that's not a good thing.
I have a note.
I was cheering on the freezer. Exactly.
I know.
I have a note here that says we're going to discuss something about something that's missing on Days of Our Lives.
Naked EJ.
It wasn't that. Mike, what was it? Because you're the one who said it.
Well,
John and
I guess
Marlena?
The only thing I could think of was that Anna had come back for the funeral. Marlena had come back.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Roman had come back for... Roman was a big part of it. But all those people, and Kate, all those people were on, I would say, the last couple of days. The only time I fast-forwarded is when Sean and Belle were on. But even Sean and Kate was okay. I really think that for all the hoopla about bringing these people back, this is what people want to see. And the last couple of days with all this group of people, that's what's missing on the day-to-day.
You'll have to listen to the main podcast, but in it, we were talking about the fact that they finally put Sean and Kate together,
yeah.
So maybe it's possible.
I heard that. I thought it was funny that I actually saw them together because I thought about you guys talking about it.
Oh, toy. Hi. As long as he's
and,
naked,
you know,
I don't care.
Sean could use a little fun.
Oh, and Kate could give it.
And a real lay. Come on. You know yep. Bill's all frigid.
Not you the type you put around your neck. The other major thing that happened this last week is Stephanie and Max have reconnected, figuratively
okay.
and literally.
Niece and uncle. Next subject.
Though they are not technically related.
Well, just shut it.
Doesn't matter. I
it doesn't
hate
matter.
That.
It's creepy. Next.
Well, it's better than...
Better than what, cousins?
Jonathan and
no.
Tammy.
No, it isn't.
They're not related,
way
though.
Worse.
There's a difference. They're not related.
Tammy and Jonathan didn't grow up together.
No, but they're related by blood, whereas...
Half-first cousins does not nearly count as uncle and niece that grew up together, thinking each other were uncle and niece. Ridge and Bridget, that's all I got to say.
Lisa.
Yes, dear.
Luke and I kind of discussed this a little bit last week.
Oh, you did? I'm so sorry.
Do you think... No. What do you think of Stephanie now that she's not away from Jeremy? Do you like her a little bit better?
That she's not away from Jeremy, or that now
that
she's
she
away
is away from Jeremy, and that she had that nice talk with her father. And do you think she's a little bit? I think she's more likable now.
Oh yeah, she's way more Stephanie-esque. She's the Stephanie that I picture. She's not Todd Stephanie that was boinking Jeremy and letting him hit her, smack her around. You know?
Though not redheaded,
hold her head under the water.
Well,
yes, dear.
I lost my train of thought.
You lost your segue, didn't you?
No, I lost my train of thought.
Stephanie getting it on Bold and Beautiful, isn't she? That's right. As she should.
Busted.
As she should be. I'm sorry. She went too far. And I know she didn't mean for it to happen, but she went too far this time. And everybody needs to get a piece of Stephanie. You know she's with Anne. You know she is. I know she's sick in real life. I know Susan Flannery had an illness in real life. It wasn't serious, but she had to take some time off work at this point. That's why Stephanie had run instead of facing Brooke down like real Stephanie
would
do.
And it's good that they're going to have this time when she's gone, because it'll hopefully maybe develop this story a little bit more, so it'll be really good when she comes back.
Well, I'm sorry. Catherine Kelly Lang was good this week.
Oh, she was very good.
She is. I just love her.
How about her and Leslie Kay when Felicia talked? Wasn't that awesome?
And she screamed.
I mean, that's gold right there. And she's never
Leslie Kay is gold. She's just never on.
Right.
Right, Luke? Come on.
I missed that scene. I only caught the tail end of it.
Oh, so good.
I missed a whole bunch of
that's right.
Bold and Beautiful
this
week. I was in meetings all week, so things sort of...
Okay,
they
guys.
They don't let you
take
the little TV in the meetings?
No.
Hold on. Everybody that's listening to this podcast, just an aside, Luke gets to watch TV at work, during work, while he's working. Mm-hmm. So this is how he gets to watch everything. And so he was in meetings this week and didn't get to watch all the soap operas he normally watches. I just think that's the funniest thing in the world.
He missed Donna getting ditched at the
and that's what I really wanted to see.
I missed that too. I missed today.
I was trying to get it on my DVR, and my DVR wouldn't let me since I already had Days of Our Lives and All My Children scheduled.
That's exactly why mine didn't take
Though I did forget about my other DVR on my computer, which now thinking about I should have had it recorded. Damn it.
I know Lisa has a thing for guys with puppy dog faces, and Thorne looked like, when he was standing at that altar, when he was looking at Katie and he knew the truth, he looked like a little puppy dog. Actually, he kind of looked like he was going to throw up. But
that's good acting.
He looked and said to Donna, "I can't do this." She ran down the aisle, and it was so good.
What was the fallout between Katie and Donna?
Oh, they just had that argument about, you know, how Katie betrayed her and all this stuff, and that she didn't. She didn't betray her at all. In fact, she just is true to herself. She believes in marriage, and she believes that they should be together because they love each other, and she saw Thorne as a potential victim for Donna's revenge.
So are they totally setting up Katie and Thorne now?
I'm hoping so.
At least Thorne
would finally get some action with a character that is upstanding and with an active...
I'm sorry, Thorne cannot handle Katie Logan. Sorry.
The thing is that Katie Logan, I don't know that this would have worked if they didn't cast this part with a good actress. Heather Tom has just rode this right through. Her first day, she was with Susan Flannery, and she has just knocked out every time she's been on.
She's fantastic.
Well,
big fan.
The problem once again that you have is you have too much talent on too small of a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you know how I'm going to solve that, right?
Stretching it to an hour.
No. That's your solving. My solving is get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of Phoebe.
I will say this: it has been brilliant not seeing Taylor on. Oh.
See, I'd get rid of Taylor too. I just don't like her.
Phoebe and Rick and
Nick.
And Ashley have all been pretty much scarce this week, and it's been a whole different show.
Ashley needs to be back on Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Tom could go back there too, as far as I'm concerned, though I don't mind her here.
Leave her alone.
Rick needs to go back to Days of Our Lives.
Mm-mm. He should just go. Why mess up Days of Our Lives? Days of Our Lives is actually pretty good.
Because he was a much better alternative in the youth storylines than Sean and Philip.
No. Keep going. You're wrong, but go ahead.
Okay, well, as the world turns this last week, Carly kept falling over. Apparently she has a brain lesion. Can someone explain to me exactly what a brain lesion is?
You know, I don't know that it would necessarily be a tumor that is three-dimensional. I think of a lesion as like you know when you have a scar on your from a cut? That could be a lesion too. So I'm not sure what that means.
I was basically thinking of the brain, the cranial equivalent of the cranial equivalent of a barnacle.
Okay, it says could be. Lesions are caused by any process that damages tissues. A cancerous tumor is an example of a lesion. However, the surrounding tissue damaged by a tumor is also a lesion. Trauma, including electrocution, chemical burns, can cause lesions. Certain diseases also give those, blah, 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 be a metabolic process, blah, 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 so ulcers, arthritis.
If this was based on
epilepsy.
An injury, what mm-hmm. injury was it? Because I don't remember her having been, like, hit across the head.
What about when What's-His-Head was kidnapped?
Who?
JJ.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
So that's probably when it did. That's probably when it happened.
See, the whole thing is Brad is so in her face about telling Jack. Personally, I think if somebody came to me and said, I don't think we should even be friends anymore, I don't think she should tell Jack squat.
He's still the father
Jack,
of her children.
I'd be like, it doesn't matter. I'd be like, bye-bye. See ya.
You don't think the potential guardian of your children... You don't think the potential guardian of your children, if she were to all of a sudden fall over dead, should know that she's fighting some sort of potential life-threatening illness?
If that's what the issue was, it's fine. But the issue is always throwing Jack and Katie into a tailspin because of a situation that Carly is in, whether she creates it or whether it's something.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, anything used to break up Katie and Jack is fine by me. I don't really care how it happens.
I think Katie and Jack should just go off and get married and live together for a while. And I think Carly should have her own life.
Well, I beg to disagree.
Them together.
Go ahead and beg. I'd love to hear it. Go ahead.
I love Carly and Jack. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I hate this juvenile Carly that everybody thinks Carly's stalking because she's so needy that she needs Jack.
I hate it too, but
that's what I hate.
I hate it too, but the only reason it exists in the first place is because they're writing an asinine story with Jack and Katie. I mean, this whole thing would not be happening between Jack and Carly if it wasn't for Jack and Katie.
No, I disagree with that.
Jack and Katie just drives me nuts.
Okay, here's
the thing.
It's
like, why can't we have a mature relationship with them?
I am speaking. Everyone shush and be quiet. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Luke. I didn't mean to interrupt. Here's the thing. You're both right. I think that's right that Jack and Katie do suck. Sorry, Jack and Katie fans. I do agree that Carly needs her own storyline, needs to be a successful independent woman for a while because Jack will want her again. That's just the truth. That's just how it always goes. And thirdly, if my husband treated me the way Jack treats Carly, he'd be the last freaking person to know I was dying.
Well,
no, man. No, I don't care. Yeah, he's the father of my son. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying, Luke. You're absolutely got a great point. But somebody got in my face after all our history and the mother of his children, and he talks to her like that for a little blonde floozy that he's known for 6 months?
And who has a track record of being a tramp in the prior
exactly.
to that?
Talk to me like that and treat me like that. And yeah, Carly's messed up, but so is Jack.
And so is Katie.
And so has Katie. Get in my face and be self-righteous like that? Nuh-uh. He'd be the last person to know.
I'll tell you what, though.
Their engagement party when...
spewed all that crap.
Like, he did. He goes, you always made me happy. And I'm thinking, huh? I don't think so.
Exactly. He'd be the last person
I will say this. Austin Peck is having the storyline of his career.
He's a lot better.
He's doing...
Yeah.
As the World Turns has been an immense, immense improvement for him. I'm actually enjoying Brad, and you know what? It's getting to the point where I'm so sick. If it wasn't for the fact that I know that Jack and Carly should be together, will be together eventually, I would almost say Brad and Carly should have a run at it, just because of the fact that it would be the unintentional falling in love together, and then about that time, Jack would wake up his stupid head. I swear to God, there is something that goes on with the freaking Snyder men that they do not have a clue in their brains. Holden is suffering from the same stupid disease that Jack is suffering from. Meg, maybe it's not even the Snyder men. Meg is a complete raving idiot.
Francis Snyder.
I know, that's the thing. Up until now, it's like every single supposedly smart Snyder is all of a sudden dumb, and the one dumb Snyder is all of a sudden smart.
It's Freaky Friday! Luke's disgusted, Mike.
The show, I mean, the thing, I love this show, and there's so much that could be great and awesome about this show, and they're effing it up.
And there's awesome moments, like when Luke and Lily finally, is this like the first talk that they had today since she came out, or she came out of her coma? They were finally together talking. It was really, really good. Highlight
they shine.
Of...
And the
they
fact
shine.
That she was intuitive about the whole Noah thing
yeah.
was really awesome.
She was a mom. I loved it.
And how great was this, the Noah and the Luke and the Maddie? I mean, you like all of them, so you feel bad for Maddie.
And that's...
You
that's...
Know, you're, that's. This is a good triangle.
I was going to say, this is like one of the best written triangles currently in daytime.
And they are writing it very well. They're taking obviously they're taking in their time with it, which is great.
Excuse me.
It's a soap, and it should be taken, you know, slow and steady.
She used the B word.
Huh?
She used the B word.
Who's she? Lily or
Maddie?
Maddie.
Used the B word with Noah.
B?
Beard. She said it. I heard her.
I missed that one.
I'm so missing this. What are we talking about?
She said, I will not be your beard. And I about died.
Okay, what's that reference?
Nora said that on One Life to Live about the gay serial killer on One Life to Live, the guy that killed everybody to keep the secret that he was gay.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I can't believe I was his beard. And I freaked out.
So,
that's
okay,
just not a term
I've never heard this
hear.
Term. What's it mean?
Really? It's the woman that a gay man uses to cover up the fact that he's gay.
Oh.
Like a lot of people, and this is allegedly, a lot of people call Katie Holmes Tom Beard. That's what I mean. And so when Maddie said that, I went, whoa, she's mad. As she should have been.
Oh,
be honest
deservedly
about your
feeling. So.
Oh, and then she talked to Henry. Oh.
Yeah.
And where's been
how
Vienna?
Great is it that they put Henry and Maddie together?
It's great, but where's Ben Vienna? I know, but this doesn't really make sense. The woman she's helping supposedly get the rings for and actively involved in everything that is Katie and Jack seems a little bit odd that she would all of a sudden just be gone.
Well, I enjoyed that it was just Henry and Maddie in that scene.
Oh, I enjoyed that too, but I was just meaning for like the engagement party. That engagement party without Vienna just did not come off right.
No, it was all about hurting Carly at that engagement party. The writers weren't thinking of anything else. You know, that's just the truth.
Did you think Margot was a little rude to Lily?
Margot's been rude a lot lately to a lot of
police
people.
Business.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, what planet do you live on?
Q's world.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. We would encourage you to send your emails on this or any other topic related to soaps to dc@tvfanonline.com. Write us a review in iTunes. If you are a
positive review.
Well, positive. We would definitely appreciate that. If you are a listener who has found us through one of the web players that are on various websites, we would encourage you to subscribe through iTunes because it does help us in terms of our ranking there. If you can, also drop by MySpace, myspace.com/TVFanOnline. Mike manages it for us, so if you are contacting us through it, Mike will forward those on to us.
Oh, just a real quick note. People that write dc@tvfanonline.com, please put podcast or daytime confidential in the subject title because sometimes these things go to spam and we might miss it. So if you do that, I know that it's not trash and I will get it out of the spam folder. So if you guys could do that or remember to do that, you know, hi, Luke and Lisa, daytime confidential, love the podcast, whatever, in the subject line, I'd really appreciate it.
That would be a great help. So until next time, we appreciate you listening. We hope you join us next time. So long, folks.
Bye.
Bye.